dana danugasya kridambane nishakara rasmagoryam rasan mukha kalapadayata murchitena udipitasma rajam rajabrid vadunam hato harisya tishiro danadanugasya kredan vanene shinishakara rasmigoryam rasan mukha kalapadayata murchitena udipita smara rajam raja brid vadarunam hato harisya tishiro dana danugasya kridan vanene shinishakara rasmi goryam rasan mukha kalapadayata murchitena udipita smarajam brajabrid vadunam hato harisya tishiro dana danugasya kridan vane nishishaskara rasmi gauryam rasan mukha kalapadaya tamochitena Uti pitas marajam vajarintinam. Vane nishinishaskara rasmi goryam. Rasan mukha kalapadaya tamuchitena. Ipitas marajam vajabrid vaduna. Tu arisya tishira dana dana gasya. Ladies, please. Kridan vane nishinishaskara rasmi goryam. Rasan mukha kalapadaya tamurchitena. Udipitap svara rajam vajabrit vadrunam. Hato harisya tishiro danu danu gasya. Kridam vane nishinishaskara rasmi goryam. Rasan mukha kalapadaya tamurchitena. Udipita smarajam vajabrit vadunam. Hato harisya tishiro danu danu gasya. Thank you, Kridan. Sorry, Kridan. While engaged in his pastimes, Vane, in the forest of Vrindavan, Nishi, nocturnal, Nishakara, the moon, Rasmigoryam, white moonshine, Rasa Unmukha, designed to dance with Kalapadayata, accompanied by sweet songs, Muchitena, and melodious music, Udipita, awakened, Smara Rujam, sexual desires, Vrajabrit, the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi, Vadunam, of the wives, Hatuhu, of the kidnappers, Harishyati, will vanquish, Shiraha, the head, Danada Anugasya, of the follower of the rich Kuvera. Translation in purple by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada King. When the Lord was engaged in his pastimes of the rasa dance in the forest of Vrindavan, enlivening the sexual desires of the wives of the inhabitants of Vrindavan by sweet and melodious songs, a demon of the name Shankachuda, a rich follower of the treasurer of heaven, Kuvera, kidnapped the damsels, and the Lord severed his head from his trunk. Please repeat. When the Lord was engaged in his pastimes of the rasa dance in the forest of Vrindavan, enlivening the sexual desires of the wives of the inhabitants of Vrindavan by sweet and melodious songs, a demon of the name Shankachuda, a rich follower of the treasurer of heaven, Kuvera, kidnapped the damsels, and the Lord severed his head from his trunk. Purport. We should carefully note that the statements described herein are the statements of Brahmaji to Narada. And he was speaking to Narada of events that would happen in the future during the advent of Lord Krishna. The pastimes of the Lord are known to the experts who are able to see past, present, and future. And Brahmaji, being one of them, foretold what would happen in the future. The killing of Shankachuda by the Lord is a more recent incident after the Rasalila and not exactly a simultaneous affair. In the previous verses, we have seen also that the Lord's engagement in the affairs of the forest fire was described along with his pastimes of punishing the Kaliya snake. And similarly, the pastimes of the rasa dance and the killing of Shankachuda are also described herein. The adjustment is that all these incidents would take place in the future, after the time when it was being foretold by Brahmaji to Narada. The demon Shankarachuda was killed by the Lord during his pastime of Holika in the month of Falgun, and the same ceremony is still observed in India by the burning of the effigy of Shankarachuda one day prior to the Lord's pastimes of Holika, generally known as Holi. Generally, the future appearance and the activities of the Lord or his incarnations are foretold in the scriptures, and thus the pseudo-incarnations are unable to cheat persons who are in knowledge of the events, as they are described in the authoritative scriptures. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. Om jñāna timarandasya jñānanjana salakaya chakshuran malitam jena tasme śrī gurave namah śrī caitanya manuvistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam jaya śrī krishna caitanya prabhu nityānanda Shri Advaita Gadadharam Shri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Chaitudapanam Ajanam Baba Mahadavagni Nivapanam Shriyakaira Vachandrika Vicharanam Vijabharu Jeevanam Anandam Vadivardhanam Pratipadam Panamritas Vardhanam Sarvatmastapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. Thus the fire of conditional life, repeated birth and death, is extinguished. The Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benedictional moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge, increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So these are scheduled incarnations. Incarnations we call avatar. Those who descend. This means that there is a higher reality, a spiritual reality. Parastasmata bhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana. Nasasavit jibhutesu nasyatsu naravasyati. There's a higher nature which is not destroyed and created. And when all is gone in this world, that part will remain as it is. So unfortunately, people don't know this. They think that this is the only place, the only time. There's a T-shirt, a famous T-shirt. I never heard of it, but somebody told me. YOLO. Who's heard of YOLO? Who's got a yellow T-shirt? Not yellow, YOLO. You only live once. Yeah. It's heavy, no? You only live once. That's a materialistic idea. So eat, drink, and be merry, for this is your only chance. This is it, you know? Go for it. Just do it, right? This is the Shastra, T-shirt Shastra. Everyone's following. Maybe we should change the T-shirts. I'm trying to find somebody who will make changing bodies T-shirts. Why doesn't somebody do it, you know? Changing bodies, you really grab people. What's going on? You only live many times. Change it to Bolo. Body only lives once. Bolo, Bolo Hare Krishna. Body only lives once. But the soul goes on and on and on. So somebody has to tell people this. So there are many incarnations who come and they give some information and they come at strategic times. We've been hearing in this chapter. Hiranyaksha, I think, was the first one. Oh no, Hiranyakashipu. Sorry, no, Lord of Sringadev. Because, and so there's a whole list of them. In Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Prabhupada also mentioned it, said that Jesus Christ was a Shaktivesh avatar, not mentioned in Bhagavatam exactly, but Shaktivesh means empowered incarnation. And of course, great stalwarts like Hazrat Muhammad, they gave some idea that there is God, a supreme being, apart from all the demigods. So many demigods. And he attacked Mecca and he smashed them all. And Lord Jesus introduced the idea of a father, a personal idea. A personal idea. And we're riding on the wave of Christianity, and Prabhupada came and took us further, much further. Because, you know, everyone knows the idea of God, G-O-D, and they told Prabhupada, well, there's a new religion invented every day. Every week. And so Prabhupada said, a new religion invented every week? Prabhupada said, no. They said, well, a path to God. And Prabhupada said, well, we have no objection to that. Yayatamam prabhajate tamstataiva bhajamyaham mamavat manuvatante manushya patha sarvasya. Everyone follows my path in all respects. So we have no objection if they're leading people to God, right? Not to dog. If they're leading to God, that's good. The only problem is, what's the only problem? They don't know who God is. And when we go and we tell them, you know, Krishna has just appeared 5,000 years ago. Here's the Krishna book. Take it home. Give a donation. Some of them are very happy. I remember when we were on book distribution in England, we were taking those little blue Krishna books, trilogies. They had a little pack, little cardboard box. And we were going for the first time to British towns and villages, and we were telling them about Krishna. They never heard before. Oh, we say, oh, these are wonderful pastimes. The Supreme Personality of God. We used to say they're stories from India, just to sweeten the pill. When we were on the Berlin Rath Yatra, we used to go for the marathon. How does it go? Yes, bitter shaven, please take. Yes. Anyway, we used to say they're wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna from India. Aus India. Anyway, of course that's true in a sense, but so, and they used to take. Many people used to take, and they heard the pastimes of the Lord. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that janma kama chame Krishna evam yo veti tatvata chatva deham puna janma nati mamati sojana. One who knows about the appearance and activities of the Lord and his transcendental nature of his appearance and activities doesn't have to take birth in the Lord in this material world again, but comes to my eternal abode. So that's the thing. That's what it's all about. You see, people believe in God. Many people believe in God. In Africa, Tribhuvanath used to say, he was one of the pioneers in Africa, he used to say, there's not an African who doesn't believe in God. So they're very pious. But when we tell them about Krishna, I remember we went to one village in Congo, And you know, we hit the village with the Harinam. And everyone was dancing and singing like crazy. You know, the whole village was there. But when the local pastor, the vicar, heard about it, he said, "What's this, Krishna?" And maybe he knew something. "This is a Hindu god." And then very soon, our Harinam was deserted. They're idol worshippers. They're this, they're that, and you know, they don't eat meat, you know. They must be witch doctors. Witch doctors don't eat meat, you know, because they want mystic power. And some of them even shave their heads, you know. And they believe in reincarnation and spirits, so Christians don't like that, you know. So pretty soon, deserted. The Harinam's deserted. Although in the beginning, Hare Krishna, they're chanting, and the kids are dancing. Now many times it's the only people that are dancing are the glue sniffers. You know, the kids who sniff glue? You know, you have this petroleum glue. They walk around, the kids, sniffing, and they're the ones that dance. But the puffed up people, you know, the educated people, they require more expert book distributors and, you know, book tables. But so, book distribution is the main thing. Because they need information to convince them to chant Hare Krishna. And people just don't swallow Hare Krishna so easily. Although we get them to, with the rhythm, Prabhupada said to Mukunda, that rhythm is eternal religion. So Harinam Ruchi Party, we based on rhythm. You know, that's how it's going. You know. Vishnu Jan Prabhu lays down heavy rhythm, you know. And people tapping their feet, clapping their hands. And then next thing they know, we get them to chant, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Of course you may think, well, what is this Hare Krishna? Is it a scheduled incarnation? One time in Bombay, Mr. Dr. Patel was with Prabhupada, and he was talking about incarnations. He said, well, you know, and he's a bit of a, you know what doctors are like, they think they know everything. So Prabhupada was tolerating him in a friendly way. And he said, well, Kalki is the last incarnation in Kali Yuga. The last incarnation, you know. He rides on a horse, he kills the, you know, inhabitants of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada said, no. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna. And that's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila, chapter 7, text 22, Prabhupada writes a purport about it. So this is the yagya for the age, and this is incarnation for this age, actually. Sometimes, in one purport, Prabhupada wrote, actually, he quoted Jiva Goswami, he said, well, actually, you don't even need initiation for chanting Hare Krishna. You don't even need initiation. Wow, what's that? Sounds heavy. Sounds heretical. No, it's not actually. But then Prabhupada qualifies and says, and quotes the Goswamis and says, but, we can't chant purely the holy names. So we require deity worship, regulation, Vaidhi Bhakti. We require to rise early, come to the temple, you know, take bath, all these, you know, obnoxious things, which we don't want to do. Why? Because we're not ready to chant purely the holy names. We need regulation. We need practice. I went to one temple in ISKCON, and he was chanting, what was he chanting? Something really strange. Blah, 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 blah. What is this blah, blah, blah? And, you know, he was chanting so fast, It comes out like blah, blah, blah. That's like when, you know, somebody's talking a lot and you say, well, he was saying blah, 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 you know. But actually, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in that purport to, no, the Prabhupada quotes this, Trinada Pisa Niche Na, Toro Pisa Ishna Na, Amani Na Marade Na, Kichini Sadahari, Adva Mula Madha Shakama Svatam Prahavya. No, that's the rest, the wrong verse. That's the verse. Adva Bahu Kahe Kahan, Suna Sava Lok, Nama Sutra Ganti Parakanti Eslo. You should wear this Trinada Pisa Niche Na on the threat of the holy names. So then Prabhupada's amazing purport, because he says, we should note in this connection about keeping this Trinada Pisa Niche Na, because many of us think, how can I be humble? How can I be tolerant? Especially me, you know? For, you know, so many crazy people around you, how can you be tolerant, you know? So, the Prabhupada says, you should note in this connection that chanting Hare Krishna involves the activities of the upper lips and the tongue. Upper lips and the tongue. And the words, with the help of the lips and the tongue, the words Hare Krishna should be very carefully pronounced and chanted. Sometimes we produce a hissing sound without chanting with a proper pronunciation. It's good English. Pronunciation. So, then Prabhupada gives a clue to the whole thing. He said, chanting is very simple, but it must be practiced seriously. Seriously, yeah. So how are we doing for time? Almost running out of time. So people practice. I went to Venice Beach yesterday. We did a really nice Harinam up and down, many people chanting and singing. Crazy people too. It's a place for crazies there. And even though we can't let crazies in the temple, they get to chant Hare Krishna. Anyway, after the Harinam, I had to finish some japa, and I went walking on the beach. And then I sat out of the wind by the place where they have the, you know, these things that they practice on. The athletes on the acrobats. So this thing was hanging there with two, like, things you hold your hands on, high up. And these two men came. And they were practicing. Very seriously. And they were talking how to do it. And one guy got on and he struggled. He lifted his whole body up. And he fell on the floor. And he hurt his shoulder. And then another guy who was like his mentor, his guru, he showed him how to do it. And he hauled himself up, and he flipped over, and it was so nice. He landed softly. It was very perfect. Because he obviously practiced. He was like guru of the acrobats. And there were so many things there, and people were practicing. And the footballers practiced, and the golfers practiced. One time I was in Japan, we were walking on the beach doing a japa, and we just saw this guy. He may have been Mr. Samsung. He may have been Mr. Samsung. I think he probably was Mr. Samsung. And he had a car tire about 100 yards away. And he had a pile of golf balls this big, you know. And he was whacking them, you know, trying to get them through this car tire. One after another, one after another, one after another. So much concentration. You can't believe it, you know. I was standing there shouting my japa about, you know, 15 feet away. He didn't even notice me. He didn't even notice Hare Krishna there. He was so busy banging his golf balls into the car tire. You know. So the concentration is there. but it's being misused. Discretina, they're cretina, they have good qualities, but they don't know where to aim it, you know. This is the whole problem of the world. They're missing Krishna. They're missing the goal of life. They don't know who God is. And when we come to the ecumenical council and everyone's together, yeah, let's all worship God, jai, 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 jai. And but excuse me, can we tell you about the absolute truth? Oh, hold on, we don't want philosophy. And can we tell you who is God? Who is the Father of Lord Jesus? Oh, thank you, thank you. Why are you bringing sectarianism into it? They think we're sectarian. Well, why don't you tell us who is God? Oh, well, you know, God is someone up there and we're not sure, you know. He's everywhere. But we know who is God. There's the only hope for the world. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Vanam Tisha Krishnam, Sangha Pangasta Pashanam, Yagya Sankirtana Praya, Yajanti Hisimadesa. Krishna appears, Krishna Vanam Tisha Krishnam. He doesn't appear in blackish form, he appears in not blackish. Tisha Krishnam, Sangha Pangasta, with all his associates. Lord Nityananda, Advaita Prabhu, and all the rest, Krishna Vanam Tisha Krishnam, Sangha Pangasta. Yagya Sankirtana, all together, chanting the holy names. It's powerful. It's so powerful, it drags people in. Before they know when they're chanting. Krishna Vanshi, Yagya Sankirtana, Yajanti Hisumadesa, the people who are, got little brains left, male and females, haven't blown all the brains out with, you know, the alcohol and the meat and everything else, and the sex life. Too much sex life means no brains left. And you get all this Alzheimer's disease and all these other diseases because we lose so much vital fluid, both male and female. All these diseases are coming. Why do you think the plagues are coming? Too much sex. Because it's the only pleasure in life now. So we have to give people higher pleasure. Paramtrishvanavatati. That's the mission of Hare Krishna. And it begins with chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So thank you very much. Almost overshot the mark. Oh no, I did. I have to backtrack 3 minutes. Anyone have any questions? Any questions? Is it too late? Shrivas, is it too late for questions? Any questions, please?
So, Maharaj, you're speaking about pronunciations. Would it be more that we're focusing on how we're pronouncing the name, or the sincerity that's coming from our heart?
Well, as I understand it, you have to learn to walk before you can run. That's why Prabhupada said this. You note in this connection with regard to Trinada, Peace, and Echina, we have to become a fool. Foolish. I remember when I used to see, you know, some senior devotees. I mean, Charlie, I just think how stupid this guy. He's pronouncing every syllable, and, you know. And we may think, wow, we've heard Prabhupada, you know, and his fastest japa tape, you know. But who is Prabhupada? He was the founder of Chayas. Many people think it must be Shaktivesh Avatar. So he's setting an example that we have to speed up because there are a lot of things to do. And if we don't speed up, we'll fall asleep. And we won't be able to concentrate. Have you ever noticed you chant slowly, the mind is drifting here and there. You know. So optimum speed and maximum pronunciation is what we have to find so that we can concentrate on Krishna in the form of the holy name. I remember, it's a personal story, but I was at boarding school and my parents took me to see my grandparents who was living in a suburb nearby. And that was the last time I saw my grandfather. And I think he knew that he hadn't got long to go because he had gastric ulcers. He was over 70. And we were driving off in the car, which was Austin 16. It wasn't an American car. Well, so all of a sudden my grandfather was on the pavement and he looked like he remembered something. And he came up to the car window and I was there in the front seat. My father was driving. And he wanted to say something, to like convey some message down from the family, you know, family tree. It wasn't a group around Prague exactly, but something. He wanted to say something. And he looked at me and he said, "Concentrate, lad. Concentrate." That was his message. You know, and I begin to remember that, you know. That's the secret. Because Krishna's there in his holy name. Vinadvam namanamino. Nam chintamani Krishnas. Chaitanya rasa vigraha. Puna sudha nitya mokto. Vinadvam namanam. Krishna and the name are the same. So haven't we got to concentrate? You know, what's about the feeling, you know? We feel so many things. But, you know, first of all, let us hear and chant nicely. And then maybe we can associate with Krishna, you know. This is, you know, sadhu sangha, shraddha sadhu sangata, bhajana kriya, and then anatta nivritti. So the first thing we do when we come in association is learn to chant. And then that's bhajana kriya and doing some service. And then anatta nivritti, the dirty things in the heart are cleansed away. And then we become fixed. Nishta. And then ashakti, then there's attachment. So this is a step by step. You know. That's why I like Harinam. I mean, you know, my job is all over the place. But, you know, when you're in public and you have to sing, then you have to really concentrate. So I'm learning to concentrate. After 50 years, I'm trying to learn to concentrate on the holy name. So that's my answer to that. So concentration is required. It's not that we can run before we can walk. So for the best speed, the best focus, the best pronunciation, that we should try. Try to get that. Another question, please. Okay, that's it. Srila Prabhupada King. Thank you. Can I sing a song quickly? After the class song. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara. Madanagopala. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Govindare Gopalare. Govindare. Govindare Gopalare. Jai Prabhu Dina Dayalare. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Jaya Jaya De Vahare. Jaya Jaya Vahare. Jaya Krishna Hare. Jaya Rama Hare. Jaya Krishna Hare. Jaya Rama Hare. Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, woo! Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, woo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Nitai Ga Jagannath Balade Subhadra Shishi Rukmini Drakadish Nitai Ga Jagannath Balade Shishi Rukmini Drakadish Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Go Prabhupada.